Centenary Tribute, Gaur Kishore Ghosh, 1923 to 2022. Shoma H. Chatterjee. Gaur Kishore Ghosh was a fearless journalist whose name itself would place more journalists like this author hang their heads in embarrassment for the way journalism has reduced itself to a ghost of itself distanced from the way Gaur Kishore Ghosh defined journalism through his honesty, fearlessness and integrity in writing things that would often land him in serious trouble, but none of which could ever make him stop him pressing the keys of his ancient typewriter to key out one more story, spilling the beans on any political party that was in power at the time, or was the leading opposition, or was vacillating somewhere in between. He began with humble beginnings which turned humbler as he grew up. He was born in Hath Gopalpur village, Jessore district, now in Bangladesh, and did his matriculation from Nabdeep school. His formal education did not go beyond his intermediate because the family was very poor. Before stepping into journalism in 1953, his career would fit comfortably into any story picked out of Ripley's Believe It or Not, or perhaps a Bollywood film script. For 12 years, he worked variously as a shipmate, electrician, fitter, waiter in a restaurant, manager of a traveling dance troupe, private tutor, collecting clerk of border tax in its office, and so on. Then journalism happened to him as a scribe in Satyayug and then Anand Bazar Patrika. His gift of reporting soon got him promoted to editor of two feature sections. He finally settled in his chosen profession of a reporter or journalist. His eyes for news could pierce into the heart of the story. For a story reported by 10 different reporters, his reporting would offer a completely different perspective. This distinctive way of looking at the same story differently is what led to him fame as a journalist. His advice to younger journalists was, whenever you go to cover a story, try to see something different to give it your personal point of view so that the report has your specific signature, different from others. Once the state government had sent a group of reporters to cover the rescue operations in a calamity-affected district of West Bengal, monetary relief was offered by the relief committee to daily wage casual farmers. The minister and his cronies got themselves photographed flashing false smiles for the media. Gaur Kishore Ghosh's story veered away from all this. His report covered a personal story under the heading, Duila Sheikh's Fate Has Turned. It narrated the experience of one Duila Sheikh who travelled by bus all the way from a distant village to collect the relief money one day before the government body was to arrive to distribute monetary relief. He had to stay in a local hotel and had to partake of breakfast, lunch and dinner. He collected the money the next morning but was forced to stay on that night too in the hotel and left by bus the next morning. The expenses he incurred from his own paltry savings was much more than the money he received from the relief committee. When this report got into print, it embarrassed the entire government department involved in the relief. This was Gaur Kishore Ghosh. His columns for Desh, a literary weekly from the ABP group and Calcutta's larger vernacular daily, Anand Bazar Patrika, attracted so much attention and popularity that ABP made him senior editor. Around this time, he created a nom de plume for himself. Rupadarshir column with a pen that dripped a satire, caustic irony, and acidic critic of political irony, never mind which party or group he was writing about. His weekly satirical column was famous, as also a series of humorous stories. In his youth, Ghosh was a supporter of M.N. Roy, who published a wonderful paper called The Radical Humanist, but later switched to Gandhian ideology. He was openly critical of violence as a strategy to solve any problem, political and social. So when he wrote angrily about the Naxalite movement, they reportedly sent life threats to him several times. Instead of asking for security of any kind, he would calmly take a walk outside his home in Kolkata. He considered M.N. Roy his mentor and guru. Never mind life threats, when he felt he just had to thrash out at the establishment, Ghosh went all out with his killing pen, typewriter, to frankly write about the horrifying and killing torture inflicted on the Naxalite activities and sympathizers in West Bengal in the 1960s and early 1970s. This marked him out by the government in the state during the nationwide emergency declared by the Indira Gandhi, led Congress government in 1975. Khosh was picked up in a midnight swoop by the police under the Siddhartha Shankar Roy-led Congress government in the state. And what did he do? In response to his arrest, he mourned the loss of freedom by shaving off his hair and sporting a bald pate. He also wrote about his loss of freedom in a letter to his 13-year-old son. This letter was widely circulated across the underground world of the prison as a symbol of protest. But the stint in prison, which he shared with his esteemed colleague Barun Sen Gupta, bore down on his health very badly and he suffered his third heart attack. Before this attack, he wrote two more letters that described in detail the abuse perpetrated by the authoritarian rule in prison and out of it. He continued to write about political high-handedness fearlessly, not afraid of any consequence, which continued into the 1990s. Khosh once tore into BJP leader L.K. Advani as religious fascism began to raise its head in India. He had been reinstated as senior editor of Anand Bazar Patrika once the emergency ended and his health improved, but he still launched the Bengali daily, Aajkal, in collaboration with a few associates in the early 1980s. After a brief stint with Aajkal, he continued to write for Anand Bazar Patrika until almost his last days. His wife, Sheila Khosh, stood beside him, behind him, right through his life and days of struggle. His father had strong objections to his marrying Sheila, and so had her parents, and they felt Khosh was a mad wanderer. But both Gaur Kishore and Sheila were so determined to marry that they took the help of a friend and stayed at his home, got married at an office on College Street, and left when they really could. They organized a small reception after the marriage, but the invitees had to buy a ticket to gain entry to the reception, and the guest list included the father of the bride. Khosh passed away in December 2000, leaving behind his wife and three children. The story goes then what he was struck down by a paralytic attack for a long time. It was his wife Sheila who pushed him to get up and sit on the typewriter to begin writing again. His contribution to create fiction is also enormous in terms of quality, as he used creative writing to pen stories that he could not cover through his journalistic writings. They throw up his secular mindset that did not believe at all in upscaling any faith and downgrading another. For his famous novel, Prem Ne, he won the Bunking Puraskar in 1982. Khosh beautifully blended the greatness of human life with the conflicts of history and the tragedies inherent in both. In 1969, his noted novel, Sagina Mahato, was published, which dealt with a rebellion among agitating tea plantation workers. This was made into a feature film in two languages, in Hindi and Bengali, directed by Tapan Sinha with Dilip Kumar playing the lead. He was bestowed the Ananda Puraskar in 1970 for his contribution to Bengali literature. He bagged the Magsaysay Award in 1981. His other noted works of fiction are Paschim Bongo, Ek Pramode Tarani, Haha, Jawal Pode Pata Node, and some more. Two metro stations in Kolkata have been earmarked to carry the names of Gaur Kishore Khosh and Barun Sen Gupta, which are not functional yet but will soon be. Alas, they do not make them like them anymore.